Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Pei Zayin, 487. This is the 52nd mitzvah in Parshas Re'eh out of 55. So we have four more mitzvahs left to Parshas Re'eh before we get into the next major ones of Shoftim and Kisetzeh, which are on the horizon. But we have mitzvah 487, the Isser of being Makriv a Karban Pesach on a Bamas Yachid. We will see that this is a unique seems to be a unique mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch, as we will talk about why in a minute. Let's just first see the Pesukim. The Pasuk tells us, again, in the context of Pesach here in Parshas Re'eh, we've already had two mitzvahs that are uniquely related to Pesach that only come up here in Re'eh. The Isser of eating chametz on Erev Pesach, and the Isser of being Mosir, leaving over the Karban Chagiga that is brought on Erev Pesach along with the Karban Pesach. Says the Torah, Lo suchal lizboach as a Pesach, do not bring the Karban Pesach, biachad sha'arecha, in one of your gates, asher Hashem elokecha nosin lach, that Hashem has given you. Don't bring your Karban Pesach anywhere. Ki im el hamakom asher yivchar Hashem elokecha l'shaken shemo sham, well, the Shaken Shemo, only to the place that Hashem will choose. Again, not mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Yerushalayim is never mentioned. Shem, Yerushalayim, first comes up in Yehoshua Perek Yud. Shem Tizlach Azeh Pesach Ba'arev. There, only in the Beis HaMikdash, you shall bring the Karban Pesach Ba'arev. Evening time, Kavo Hashemesh, Mo'et, Eschami, Mitzrayim, right? All this is about the times, the Gemara Darshans, for when the Karban Pesach must be brought. Ba'erev, Kavo Hashemesh, Mo'et, Eschami, Mitzrayim. Uvishalta, V'yachalta, Ba'makam, Ashiyivcha, Hashem, Elokecha, Bo, only there, Ufanisa, V'boker, V'halachta, Lo, Alecha. Then you can go back to your tent. That is the pasuk, that is the basis of today's mitzvah. Don't shech the Karban Pesach, B'yachad, She'arecha, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenimnanu, Mehakriv Seh HaPesach B'Bamas Yachid. It is usher to bring a Karban Pesach on a private Bama. V'afilu B'Shaz Heter HaBamos. Here's the Chiddush, as we'll talk about again soon. There are different times in history. Sometimes we were allowed to build our own private altars, wherever we wanted, and other times we weren't. Even at a time when you were allowed to build your private bama and offer up karbanos on it, that did not apply to a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach must be on the bama gedola or in the Beis HaMikdash. V'inyan habamos hu, what does the bamas mean? Let me review this, says the Chinuch. Shahaya kal yachid v'yachid mi Yisrael, sheretzono lahakriv karban. Any Jew wanted to bring a karban, bone binyan b'komakam sheyirtze. Brings a binyan, builds a binyan wherever he wants. Umakriv sham karbanosav l'shem yisbarach, and brings a karban to Hashem. Kodem binyan beis habachira, before the Beis HaMikdash was built. And as we know, this is anywhere. Right? This is the Adam Arishon and Noach and all the avos brought karbanos on Bamos. The Afilu Bismanahu, Shahaya Mutter, Lahem, Lasos, Kated, even though at that time, and there have been times in history that there was a Heter Bamos, Dafka Bishar Karbanos. This is only by other Karbanos, non Karban Pesach Karbanos. Aval Karban Pesach, Ein Makriven Oso, La Olam El Bavamas Rabim. Karban Pesach, even at a time of Heter Bamos, is usher to be brought on your own private one. It has to be a Bamas Rabim. It's a focus on public. Vahua Makom Shahaya Hamishkan Sham. And that's the place where the Mishkan was. That's the Bamas Rabim. The Alzeh Nemar. That's the Pasuk. Lo Sucha Lizboch as a Pesach Bachad Sharecha. Do not shech your Karban Pesach on one of your gates. V'chein Amru. And also Chazal say, that's the Mishnah in Megillah. Ain't bein Bama Gedola L'Bama Ketana El Psachim. Bama Gedola in the Mishkan. Bama Ketana outside. The difference is Karban Pesach. Let's review for a minute again the history. Right? Six times in history. Six stages of history regarding the halacha of Bamos. First stage in history was, and the Mishnayos described these stages of history at the end of Masechet Zvachim. First, before the Mishkan was built, from the year one, from the year zero, from when Adam Arisha was created until the Mishkan was built in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Yisrael could bring karbanos wherever they wanted. Shemekimen b'chomakam sheyirtzu. K'moshek rivume Adam van Moshe Rabbeinu. From Adam to Moshe Rabbeinu, everybody brought karbanos. That's the Mishnah in Zvachim on Daf Kuf Yud Beis on a base. Everybody was allowed to. There was no problem. This idea, by the way, the fact that you could bring karbanos wherever you wanted to is the Ramban's raya against the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, and the Ramban quotes it in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, that karbanos are mostly to negate Avodah Zarah. That's why. Well, because you have a taiva to bring karbanos. So instead of bringing karbanos, Avodah Zarah, Hashem gave us an allowance to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's really to counter. And this is what the Rambam says for many mitzvahs that are discussed in Mor Nevuchim. And the Ramban is very not happy about it. The Ramban says, what are you talking about? Adam brought karbanos, and Noach brought karbanos. There was no avodah zarah then. Right, Adam Arishon, even before the time of Enosh. What are you bringing karbanos for? It must be there's something inherently special and symbolic about bringing karbanos, not just to counteract avodah zarah. That's a well-known machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. The Ramban quotes it, and this time period is his raya. The Meshech Chachma has somewhat of a pshara. The Meshech Chachma, in his Hakdama to Sefer Vayikra, he discusses this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, and he says, well, maybe they're both right. It depends what animals, what karbanos are we talking about? V'ulai yesh lahachriya. I can come up with a pshara. Ki karbanos bama heim rak laharchag avodah zarah milavavos am Yisrael. If it's a real bama, says the Meshech Chachma, not the karbanos that we're talking about in the Beis HaMikdash and others, so maybe those, that could be as a richuk from avodah zarah. L'chein tziva ki aktiu l'shem shamayim. L'chein karbanos Beis HaMikdash heim vadi l'karev ha'olamos u'l'chaber dodim. But when it comes to the karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, that for sure is something positive to it. So maybe the Rambam is right when it comes to Bamos, and the Ramban is right when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what he says. That's the Gemara in Nevdarim and Daf Chav Beis. Could be explained this way. The Gemara there says that if somebody makes a neder, it's as if they built a Bama. What's the connection between a neder and a Bama? A neder is somebody who's trying to prevent something. Somebody who thinks that they have to go to an extreme in order to protect themselves. That's a neder. Ki'ilu banabama. Right? That's exactly what the Meshech Chachma explained was karbanos of Obama. That's dafka Obama. But on the Beis HaMikdash, obviously there's something more positive. Again, there's more here, but that's the Meshech Chachma suggestion. Doesn't work perfectly with the fact of the Ramban's point. And that is, the Ramban says, what about all the bamas before there was a avodah zarah? There was no avodah zarah at the time of Adam, and yet he brought a karban. So it doesn't sound like it's just a counter avodah zarah. That's the Ramban's taina. But either way, time period number one in history was before the Mishkan was built, from Adam until Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody could build bamos. Stage number two. Once the Mishkan was built, all bamos are usher. The pasuk says, "El Pesach al moed lo hevio la'akriv karban l'Hashem lefnei Mishkan Hashem." Right, an iser of bringing a karban outside the Mishkan, and that lasted the entire time that Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar. The entire 40 years, there was an iser to build. Let's say you wanted in your edge of the Machaneh, you wanted to build a mizbeach. You can't. Period. Bnei Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan, after the 40 years, Mishenichnusu La'aretz says, the Mishnah, once they went into Eretz Yisrael, they came to Gilgal, Hutra Bamos. Then Bamos were again Mutter, because they did not set up the Mishkan again yet. The Bamos were Mutter at that stage when they came to Gilgal in those years before they settled down. Stage number four, once they came to Shiloh, in Gilgal, by the way, there was a big Bama in Gilgal. That's what's known as a Bama Gedola. There's Bama Gedola and Bama Katana, or a Bama Tzibur, Bama Yachid, which relates to our Isser. A Bama Gedola, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach is not called a Bama Gedola. In the Mishkan, it's not called a Bama Gedola. Bama Gedola is the Lashon that's used when the Mishkan is not perfectly in place, the Aron is not there, the Aron is not in the center. So, that is what's called a Mizbeach cannot have full Kedusha without the Mishkan and the Aron being there. So, that's Bama Gedola. In Gilgal, there was a Bama Gedola. And there were Bama Katanas that you were allowed to build wherever you wanted. This Isser, today's Aveira, is bringing, even during that time period of Heter, like Gilgal time, you cannot bring a Karban Pesach on a Bama Katana. That's the halacha. Either way, that's stage number four. They come to Shiloh, and the Isser of Bamos return. Therefore, you weren't allowed to bring any karbanos, not only Karban Pesach. No karbanos were allowed to be brought anywhere during the 369 years that the Mishkan was in Shiloh and the Aron was inside. Once the Shiloh was dismantled, right, it's not 100% clear that it was destroyed, right, the Aron went out, they stopped using it, right, the wood, Chazal even say that the wood for the Mishkan is Asei Shitim Omdim La'ad Ulol Me'olamim. It's forever, it was put away. Even though we call it a Chorban, so to speak, but it wasn't really physically destroyed, it was just stopped being used. And so that was Shiloh. After Shiloh, the fifth time, once the Aron was taken, so now, until David HaMelech built, brought the Aron back, and Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, so the Bama Heter once again fell into place. There was a Bama Gedola, there was a time period of Nov, and the time period of Givon. During those times, there was a Bama Gedola that people brought Karbanos on, and then there were Bama Ketanos that you could bring. And then finally, once they came to Yerushalayim, Nasir Abamos Veshuv Lo Haylan Heter, there's no more Heter allowed for Bamas because of the principle of Kedushas HaMikdash, Kitshel HaShaita VeKitshel HaSalavo, no more is there a Heter of Bamos. Good, and just by the way, the Heter of Bamos, the halacha is, the Gemara says in Sechas Megillah, that their Bamos is even in Chutz Laretz. Even in Chutz Laretz during the time of Heter Bamos, like they spoke about the Beis Chonyo in that time period. Either way, these are the six times. So there were certain periods in history that there was what we call a Bama Gadol and a Bama Ketana. So today's Aveira is telling us that even during those times, it was usher to bring Karban Pesach on a Bama Ketana. Karban Pesach is a public carbon and has to be done by all Klal Yisrael together in a centralized location. Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, the shorish of this mitzvah is, L'kvoa ben Afshenu, says back to the Sefer HaChinuch, to set in our hearts, Godel Inyan HaPesach, the godless, the chashivas of the Karban Pesach, V'yoker HaMitzvah, and the special quality of the mitzvah. Min atam shekasavti bo kama pamim. I've written this many times. Karban Pesach, the first national carbon. Karban Pesach is the first carbon that the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Karbanos, right? This was a lot of symbolism to it. We have mentioned the Meshech Chachma in the past as well, in Parshas Baha'aloscha, which discusses the uniqueness of Karban Pesach. He discussed it in the context of Pesach Sheni, where he discussed that Karban Pesach is the carbon that symbolizes our emuna. And that's where there's a Havamina that every ger must bring a Karban Pesach whenever he converts. And that's why we find in stories in Nevi'im that they brought carbon as Pesach when they started coming close to Hashem and started doing Shuvah, even though it wasn't Pesach time. And that's why also when with the carbon Pesach in the Midbar, only right away, right, when they had to wean themselves away from the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, and after Baal Pa'or, after Baal Pa'or, then after the Egel, and after Baal Pa'or. So that is why the Meshech Chachma explains that Parshas Baha'aloscha, this is a symbolic carbon. Symbolic carbon that requires our attention, and we learned today, it's a symbolic communal, public carbon that must always be offered in a public setting. Ube'emes ki kavod ha-mitzvah u'pirsuma yoser k'she'asua b'makam mesuyam ha-kol yachad v'lo kol yachad v'yachad b'mchos chavso. When everybody does it together, there is more chashivos given to this karbon. Right? This is the principle of Barov Am Hadras Melech, which is a din li'ikuva when it comes to this halacha. This sugya of Barov Am Hadras Melech comes up in many contexts, but the Gemara in Brachas and Afnan Gimel is one of the sources. Right, the context there is it's Motzi Shabbos, and they were sitting in the Beis Medrash, and they had to do Borei Morei Ha'esh. How do you do Borei Morei Ha'esh in the Beis Medrash in Motzi Shabbos? Beis Shammai says the best thing to do is everybody goes around the room and each person makes their own bracha. Or Beis Hillel Omrim, no, Echad Mevarech Lekulam, one for all. Mishum Shenemar Barov Am Hadras Melech. Of course, to do a mitzvah all together. Right, that's the message. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in the context of Kiddush and says, it's in Reish Ayin Gimel, Aval Im Gam Hu Tzarech LeKiddush Zeh, Mutav Sheikadesh Hu V'yotiyas Kulam, Mishikadesh Kol Echad Ba'atzmo, Afal Bisha Kol Echad Yechol LeKadesh La'atzmo, Mishum Barov Am Hadras Melech. Just like I wrote in Reitz Hadaches, which is about Havdalah. V'cheinu aminag v'harbe mekomos. Right? And he says, v'yesh makom shkolechad osa kiddush la'atzmo, v'ein roi la'azos kein, v'yesh lamona mizeh, ulolamdam sheyesh yoser mitzvah, kishe'echad yekadish v'ad kulam, v'yechavim lahosiyam, v'hem yechavnu latzeis. It's better, says the Aruch HaShulchan, based on the Gemara in Brachos, that one person should make it for all. That's the concept of Barov Am, right? That's the message of this mitzvah also. Not in the same way, but Karban Pesach has to be done in public, has to be done in a group. The Mishnah Berurah echoes this as well in Reish Yud Gimel, Hilchos Brachos, Im Kama Anashim Osim Mitzvah Achas, Mitzvah L'Charchila She'echad Yevarech L'Kulam, to Barov Am Hadras Melech. The Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, there are other bases to the minhag where people make their own bracha. Some people say it's kasha lachavein when other people make the bracha. Mitzvah bo yosumi bishlucho. Others are machalik between where everybody's doing their own action versus you're being yotzi with one. Like I say, everybody putting on a talis in the morning in shul. Usually you don't have one person making lasadi batitzas and everybody putting on their talis. Everybody does it themselves because there's a separate action being done by others. Masha'en came when it comes to kiddush is one kos. It's possible to have. So then we might say Barov Am. Either way, that is an important discussion, but that's one message of the mitzvah today of not bringing a Karen Pesach on a Bama Kitana. Another interesting discussion that comes up in the postgame is whether Rov Am Hajas Melech would override Zrizus or not. What if I could do a mitzvah now, but with less people? If I wait, if I delay it, then, you know, then there'll be a lot more people. Right, let's say Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen. Somebody wants to make a Suda Pidyon HaBen on day 31 after they had their firstborn. So they can make a Suda right in the morning. Right in the morning, and then they'll get eight people there that stay after davening to take part in the Suda. Or they can do it at night and invite all of their, or do it at least a couple hours later, the late afternoon, invite all the family, and there'll be hundreds of people there. So what wins? Do we say Barov Am, push it later, or do we say Zrizim? So the Chai Adam talks about this. The Chai Adam in Klal Samaches, he has rules and regulations of mitzvos. There he talks about Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, Osig with Mesopotam and a Mitzvah, Hidr Mitzvah, right, or Emavir and a Mitzvahs. So there he has it, Osvav, Zrizim Akdim and a Mitzvahs. Davrish and Mitzvahso Bayom, Yakdim Baboker La Soso. Vachain Davrish Mitzvahso Balaila, Yakdim Mitzvahso Balaila. Vachain Royalist Palo Arvis, Biyad, Bitsias Kochavim, Davin Meyer of the earliest time. Via Filu im Yamtin. The Chai Adam says, Zrizus wins. Zrizus beats Barov Am. So that is not 100% agreed upon by all. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to take a stand on this in terms of when you blow shofar and when you say halal. The Gemara seems to say the only reason we blow shofar in Musaf is because the governments then would have felt we would have been rebelling earlier. But we would have done it earlier without the Achshash, even though there would have been less people in shul. So it sounds like from that Gemara that Zrizus would beat Barov Am. But the Arayah is the other way. If you look in the Sefer Nesiach B'chukecha, which is a commentary on that Chai Adam regarding mitzvos, he goes back and forth. He has different ideas about pushing off, doing the mitzvah better. The minigol in many places is to push off. Right? Similar discussion we have by Kiddush Levana. There is Barov Am versus, not only Barov Am, but Zrizus versus Barov Am and a mitzvah in a qualitatively different way. You're wearing Shabbos clothes. Do you do Kiddush Levana on a Tuesday night or do you do it on a Motzi Shabbos? That's a discussion that the poskim have in terms, again, Barov Am versus another area of halacha. What is unique about this mitzvah, which I alluded to before, is that we know the Sefer HaChinuch always follows the Rambam. The Rambam is his man, and if the Rambam counts something, he counts it. If the Rambam does not count it, then he doesn't count it. That's the usual rule, and even though sometimes the Sefer HaChinuch says, even though I agree with the Ramban here, you shouldn't count it, you should count it, he'll agree with the Rambam. The problem is this mitzvah. It's not in the Rambam. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. Where does the Chinuch get this from? The Rambam does quote this lahalacha based on this pasuk. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, "Ein shochtenes a Pesach ela ba'azara kishar kachim." You only shot the Karban Pesach in the azara, like other karbanos. Af and then he adds. Af b'shas heter abamos. Even at a time of heter abamos, lo hayim akriven etz haPesach b'abamos yachid el b'abamos sibur. They would not give the offer. They're going to Pesach on b'abamos yachid only b'abamos sibur. And here's the line: Umi shahaya makriva b'abamos yachid. If somebody's makriven on b'abamos yachid, loke ki ilu kriva b'shuk. You get malchus. That's an iser daraisa shenemar our pasuk. Lo sucha lezboach etz haPesach b'achad sharecha mipiyash mu'olam du shezu azhara l'shochid b'abamos yachid afilu b'shas heter abamos. That's exactly the mitzvah that the Chinuch mentions that follows the Rambam. The problem is this is not in Sefer HaMitzvahs, at least in our version. If you look in the footnote here in Os Aleph, the Hagah of the Mishnah L'Melech, he says lo ra'isi l'shum echad mimoni haMitzvos shemana lav zeh b'chal alavin. He didn't find any of the moni haMitzvos. Yes, in the footnote he points out there are some Rav Sadya Gaon, the Bahag, the Chulu, but the Rambam does not quote it. So number one, how does the Chinuch quote it? And number two, it's very unusual, right? What is this Isser? The Chinuch says this Isser applies all the time. B'shas Isser Bamos, for sure, and B'shas Heter Bamos. But the problem is, B'shas Isser Bamos, you don't need this Isser to apply, because there's an Isser Bamos. You don't need the Isser Karan Pesach. It must be that this Isser should apply only B'shas Heter Bamos. But either way, it's not in the Rambam, and the question is when it's just an overlap. There's an overlap, and the big discussion, what are there different gersos in the Rambam? Rav Daniel Abavli was asked right for this question. There's a whole Sefer Maisa Nisim that discusses the different minyanim of the Rambam, different problems that Rav Daniel Abavli was asked, and he asked the son of the Rambam, and it's printed, but this is discussed there too. So therefore, we don't really know exactly where the Rambam, where the Chinuch got it from, but this could be the only mitzvah that the Chinuch counts, that is not in the Rambam. The Rambam counts it as a halacha, but might not count it as a separate one of the 613. Okay. In any case, let's continue. Finishing up, v'noe gisr zeh bizman habayis, this answer applies bizman beis hamikdash, ki oz nakriv karban pesach bizacharim, v'nikevus sh'afin chayavus bakaran pesach, men or women, v'efsha lomer sh'af bizman hazeh, even bizman hazeh, ha'over v'hikdash sel ha'pesach v'krivo, b'bamas yachad, if somebody is makdish an animal today, and is makrivit on a bamas yachad, over alav zeh v'chayav malchus. One could apply and get his usher, might be usher even today. But Chaschinach has one of two aras. Number one, he also is mayor that the Rambam does not quote it, so he doesn't know where the Chinach got it from. Then he discusses that this would also, in Oz Beis, apply to Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni also must be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, cannot be brought on a Bamas Yachid, and it is limited. It might be applied Bizman Hazeh, but only Vidafka Lachar Chatzos Bizman HaPesach. This only applies when you shechted at the time of the Korban Pesach. Because at other times, it's called a Shlamim. And therefore, there won't be the separate Isser. Only Erev Pesach afternoon, that's the only time that you could violate this Isser. The Menachas Chanuch also says at the end, in Oz Gimel, that he thinks the only Isser is Shechting. Because that's the language of the Pasuk, Lo Sishchat. But if it's just being Makriv, or burning, or Mala, he does not think that would apply in this case, because in Lecha Bo Elech Chidusho, you're only limited to the Chiddush that the Torah says, which is Shochet. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, it might be a unique mitzvah among mitzvos in terms of the Chinuch departing from the counting of the Rambam. Or he had another Girsa somewhere. But either way, we don't have that Rambam. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, Hashem, we'll get into Simchas Yantif.